game. And then you both know you're through scheming. Oh, promise me, starts to sing in your ear. You're wide awake, boy, you're not dreaming. Then the moment of truth is near. I hear music, such beautiful music keeps ringing in my ear. It's one kiss, and it's May Day. The moment of truth.
Oh, wow. That was a great hit.
Not as good as the hits they play on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
So true. Keep it locked.
What's one of your favorite memories?
That's a tough question. Well, there was this one time I went camping with my parents in a forest back when I was maybe like 8 or 9. And I can remember one night we were laying out in our hammocks and we were just, you know, watching the trees rustling in the wind above us, and we could hear the sounds of the forest all around us. Frogs singing and owls calling and the creek running nearby. It was amazing. It felt like we were a part of it all. I don't know if I do it justice trying to describe it, but I'll definitely never forget it.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, April 1st, the baseball team has another game, this time against RPI, again at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. On Wednesday, April 1st, the baseball team has another game, this time against RPI, again at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. Also on Thursday at 5:30, the Ola Club is hosting a Slime Your Stress Away event located in Fitzell, room 105. On Friday, April 3rd, the softball team plays Buffalo State at the Red Dragon Softball Field at 3 p.m. Also happening Friday, check out the planetarium show The Life and Death of Stars, happening at the Perna Science Planetarium, room 018A, at 7 p.m. Tickets available online. On Saturday, April 4th, the men's tennis team will be playing Farmingdale at the Oneonta Tennis Courts, happening at 11 a.m. Also on Saturday, the women's softball team is playing Fredonia at 12 p.m. at the Red Dragon Softball Field. On Sunday, April 5th, join the Nebula Society and WONY for our collaboration show. Enjoy music curated by WONY with the stunning visuals from the Nebula Society at the Perna Science Planetarium, room 018A, with two shows happening at 7 and 8 p.m. The Empire State Service Corps is looking for students to serve 300 hours of public service next academic year. Gain leadership skills, hands-on experience, and make an impact, all while building your resume. Applications for fall 2026 are now open, with priority deadline being on Friday, April 17th. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to another incredible and awesome episode of Sour Girl, only on WONY 90.9 FM. Due to the insanely good feedback I had from our emo, hardcore, metalcore episode, I decided to do a part two continuation to this with more of a focus on melodic emo and more classics like some My Chem, Panic at the Disco, AFI, a bunch of really fun stuff. But I will mix in a few of my little heavier, fun, little tidbit songs. So I hope you guys enjoy those too. First off, I know I play them a lot, but I'm going to be playing another 18 Visions song. This is from their album Vanity, my personal favorite, which I do have on vinyl, fun enough. I'm going to be playing their song Sonic Death Monkey, so I hope you guys enjoy. And then we're going to go into another classic, and I'll talk a little bit about that one when it comes up. So enjoy!
Yeah.
All right, everybody. So, like I said, that was the song Sonic Death Monkey by 18 Visions, my all-time favorite band. I've played them on the show probably about 5 times now, I want to say. And I know that you guys have probably heard them a little bit too much for your liking on the show, but I will make you all fans of 18 Visions if it is the last thing I do being a Wony DJ. So next up, we have my all-time first ever introduction to emo band, one that will forever hold the keys to my heart, My Chemical Romance. I had the pleasure of seeing them when I was 15, and I legitimately cried when they came out. So this is the Jet Set Life is Gonna Kill You off of Three Chairs of Sweet Revenge. I said of, I meant for. You know what I mean. I'm a real fan. I'm an OG. So without further ado, I'm going to fade that in, and I hope you guys love it.
Forget each other's name. Yeah. just ridiculous. The sure is gonna get it.
Wait.
everybody. That was the song I Never Met Another Gemini by The Bled, another great emo band from the early 2000s. I know that I didn't talk for a little bit because I really wanted you guys to get into the emo vibes and maybe shed a few tears, you know, all that fun stuff. So I played Baby You Wouldn't Last a Minute on the Dance Floor by Choidos. I never know how to pronounce their band name, so correct me if I'm wrong. Cherry Kiss by From Autumn to Ashes. Fun fact about Fatah, they are from Long Island, where I'm also from, so that's a fun little tidbit about them. And then I played Time to Dance by Panic at the Disco, another classic emo band. Everybody knows them for their breakthrough hit, I Write Sins Not Tragedies, and they have remained one of my favorite bands since I was like 12. Fun fact about A Fever You Can't Sweat Out, the album that I played that song from, I actually have that poster above my bed, so fun little fact about that one. Next up, we have a bunch of fun emo songs for you guys, starting with Love to Hate, Hate to Me by Ecstatic Lullaby, a great band, so let me fade that one in. Alright, everybody, that was the Leaving Song Part 2 by AFI. I'd like to dedicate this song to my mom because she loves this song. She loves AFI. And throwback to her high school planner where she had Davey from the band and somebody punctured holes in his face. I love that story when she tells me, and also Davey's gorgeous, so I can't believe someone would do that. Anyway, that was AFI and that was from my mama. So next up, we have a more recent band I found called A Long Winter. And this song is called If Everything Ends, Please Don't Leave Me, a very classic emo title. So I hope you guys enjoy the song because I really like it. So let me fade that one in and enjoy.
Yeah. If the sun came up on the other Saturday, if so, why wasn't I told? If the stories were right, and we knew it all along, if so, why was I the last to know? There's no
everybody, that was the song Short Ride by Sans Serif. That's a newer song I found, and I really love it. I like the singer's vocals. I believe that they only have one album, so they were one of those like one album emo bands that were like a flash in the wind back in the day. Next up, we have a newer band called Arranged in April with a female singer. They started in 2024, and I believe they're based out of California. But I really like their music. It's very, like, poetic. Like, there's going to be a poem at, like, the beginning of this song. So it's a fun, interesting band. So this is the song for You, I'll Pull the Trigger by Arranged in April.
I turn into this desperate being, longing for the same feeling we felt before, knowing I had. shut your mouth.
Was the song If I Told You This Was Killing Me, Would You Stop by the Juliana Theory. Fun fact about this band, they were subsequently formed after another band called Zao, which apparently I found out was a Christian band, which is really intriguing to me. So maybe check them out if you want to listen to some faith-based hardcore screamo metal. Next up, we have our final song of the night. This is Holding Someone's Hair Back by Circa Survive, one of my all-time favorites. I've played them a few times on the show because I love Anthony Green's voice. And fun fact about Circa Survive and this album cover, Juturna, it is literally the wallpaper for my MacBook. So I rep this album every day of my life. So enjoy.
Thank you.
right, everybody. That was our final song of the night, Holding Someone's Hair Back by Circa Survive, an absolute emo banger classic. As always, thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope to have you guys all back listening next week, Thursday, 8 to 9 p.m. Sour Girl, out.
Number one song in Bikini Bottom, Electric Zoo.
Hey, that's pretty catchy.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, the best radio station in all of Bikini Bottom. Don't touch that dial, keep it locked.
I love this young people's music.
Hey man, you seen that bear go by here?
A bear?
Yeah man, he had on a Ranger's hat.
A bear with a Ranger's hat? Ah, come on, man.
Yeah, man, he had a shovel in his hand, too.
Oh, did he have a picnic basket, too?
No, man, not that bear. You know, like the bear that checks out the forest, man.
Oh, what's he checking out, man?
Well, like he's checking out for careless people, man, who start fires in the forest.
Well, that sounds real heavy, man.
Hey, well, it is, you know, like every year some...